Nolte, media, tech, Democrat woke Nazis are uniting the country against them. By John Nolte on November 15, 2021. There's not going to be a civil war. America is just fine. Trade truther Andrew Sullivan and fabulous Matt Taibbi, two shameless grifters, are looking for a lane. Over the weekend, that lane became the hysterical notion of America on the brink. Taibbi warned of our elites manipulating Americans into an actual civil war. It's time to start wondering if maybe it's not a coincidence that politicians and pundits alike are pushing us closer and closer to actual civil war, he wrote. Keeping the folk at each other's throats instead of pitchforking the aristocrats is an old game, one that's now gone digital and works better than ever. Meanwhile, the execrable Sullivan told far-left 60 Minutes the American system is already failing. We can fight over arguments but not debate each other's good faith or character or dismiss people because of their race or sex or whatever, the trig truther said. Deliberation is what the founders called it. If we are not like that, this system will fail as it is already failing. Maybe it's time for some people to get off the Twitters. My blessings are infinite, and one of those blessings is my ability to work from anywhere. So I travel. I travel a lot. Not on airplanes. Not in airports. Not to foreign countries. My wife and I travel the roads of America. Already in 2021, we've spent almost 3 months on the road, almost a quarter of the year. We spent time in big cities such as Chicago, rural areas, and predominantly black cities such as Selma, Alabama. We didn't just travel through a dozen states encompassing the Deep South, South, and Midwest. We stayed in these places, and not in some homogenized, sterile, corporatized hotel. We camped in campgrounds owned by sole proprietors. We strolled and visited and met people, all kinds of people from all walks of life. And let me tell you right now, all this talk about a civil war is horseshit. The people of this country, the everyday people not on your TV, get along remarkably well. Sullivan also said this crap. There's a lot of what you might call rough and tumble, sharp rhetoric. And that's healthy. What's not healthy is when that isn't just retained and kept in the political area but becomes personal, becomes something you bring to the supermarket, becomes something you bring to Thanksgiving dinner, becomes something that permeates everything. And that separation between politics and life is what we're losing. And that's a terrible thing to lose. As I said, someone needs to get off the Twitters and out of his velvet bubble. What I see is the exact opposite. Out here in the real world, what I see are people who are fully aware of the left-wing elite scheme and drive to divide us. And their reaction, their blessedly American reaction, is to go out of the way to be friendly and welcoming, especially across racial lines. Taibbi and Sullivan might be falling for it, but we the people are not. And what they're falling for is the trick the organized left has tried to pull ever since it grabbed hold of the levers of mass culture, the news media, entertainment, big tech, academia, etc. The trick is to make normal people feel outnumbered and overwhelmed, to make us despair and frustrated. In that regard, from what I'm seeing, things are better than ever. We the people are not only waking up. For the first time in a long time, we are finding common ground on a whole host of issues. New media is now every bit as powerful as the establishment media, and new media has more credibility. Even around big tech's woke McCarthyism, we are effectively getting the word out. What's more, the left has exited the closet in full fascist gear. Because they stupidly believe Twitter was real life, they exposed who they really are, and the people are quietly and peacefully rebelling. Look at what just happened in Virginia, a state his fraudulency Joe Biden won by 10 points. Look at what just happened in New Jersey, a state Joe Sharp won by 16 points. Look at Biden's sinking approval ratings. Look at CNN's barrel bottom ratings. Look at how extraordinarily well Republicans are doing in the generic congressional ballot. Look at the polling on the border, the economy, parental rights, inflation, energy prices, the cancel culture, voter ID, school choice, transsexual voodoo, and all of Biden's lunatic spending. A country that has been divided 50-50 for two decades is finally discovering common ground against the Democrat Party's extremism and the horror of woke. Suburban moms are waking up. Black and Hispanic Americans are waking up. It's not about embracing or loving the GOP. It's about saying enough, enough of this madness. Enough of exposing grade schoolers to gay porn and teaching them their white skin makes them racist. Enough of this transsexual nonsense. Enough of these anti-science COVID restrictions. Enough of our open border. Enough of high prices and the green lies that explode energy costs. Enough of this White House's incompetence and breathtaking lack of empathy. Enough of labeling us terrorists for wanting a say in our child's education. Enough of smearing us as racists because we voted for the wrong black person or used the wrong pronoun. The single greatest feature in our brilliant Constitution is the safety valve, the release valve of national elections every 2 years. The full House of Representatives and a third of the U.S. Senate face we the people every other year. And 2022 is going to be an absolute blowout against the left's extremism. Against Big Tech's McCarthyism, against the terrorists in Black Lives Matter, against the media's bigotry and hate, against critical race theory, against cancel culture and mentally unstable men invited into your daughter's locker room. Americans are not only good people, we actually like one another. Political differences do not define our relationships. We have too much in common. And the more extreme and tyrannical and sexually perverted the left becomes, the more we find common ground. This is a great country because its people are great. For more than 5 years, I've been telling you this is just a phase. Another moral panic like we saw with McCarthyism and Prohibition. This, too, shall pass. We are at the beginning of the end, and a year from now, after the 2022 election results pour in, the end will be in sight. Please do lose faith in America's institutions. They deserve nothing but our contempt and defiance. But if you spend a little time offline and away from cable news, you will quickly discover that its folly is to lose faith in ourselves, in the American people. There will be no civil war. But a reckoning is coming. That you can be sure of. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.